Parshas Vayera. There's a lot to talk about here. And I focused on different parts of the Parsha in different years, but this I don't think I ever talked about. So let's talk about something new. We get to the middle of the Parsha, and Avram Avinu is traveling. He ends up by Eretz Pelishtim. At this point, Avram Avinu is already a Gavra Rabba. You know, he's got money, he's a well-known person and everything. When he went to Mitzrayim the first time, nobody knew him, and Parah took him. There was a whole thing going on there, like with Parah taking him, and then Hashem punished Parah, he kidnapped Sarah, right? That whole story. But then, Avram Avinu, this week's Parsha, he's a famous guy, right? He fought the war between the kings, right? The four kings against the five kings. He was successful. He got rich. He had the Bris Milah. This week's Parsha, what happens? He goes to the land of the Plishtim, and he's like, yeah, everything's good. Everyone knows who I am. My neighbor's moving in. Now Avimelech comes and kidnaps Sarah. Again, she gets kidnapped. But if you think about Avimelech, that's a pretty bad thing. You know, we're talking about the post-elections. It's a fascinating, was a fascinating election this year. And the fact that Cuomo was endorsed by all the Jews, I mean, just 5 years ago, you remember how, like, what Cuomo was saying and how anti-Jewish he was? It was, and then they go ahead and all endorse him. All the rabbis endorsed him. Everybody endorsed him. What's pshat? It's crazy. It's crazy, right? The Chayra Avimelech is a lot worse than Cuomo. He actually kidnapped. He kidnapped the wife of the Gadol HaDor. That's pretty bad. That's a terrible thing. It's crazy if you think about that. You don't go, oh, okay, it's a sister. So even if it was a sister, right? He said, oh, it's my sister. You don't kidnap somebody's sister, you know? That's crazy. That's not normal. So, but then, right after that, so then we have Yitzhak is born, and then Avimelech comes and says, let's make peace. Let's have a peace treaty. Abraham Accords. These are the real Abraham Accords. the first Abraham Accords. So Avram agrees. Wait a second. What about this guy? Avimelech, he's a bum. How come all of a sudden he's making peace with him? So I thought this was a very fascinating insight to this whole election, as well as another character we have in Tanakh, and his name is Charvoina. Charvoina is the story in the Megillah, right? We say, V'gam Charvoina zachar l'toiv. Even Charvoina, let's remember him for the good. Why? What did Charvoina say? When Haman, the whole story with when Haman was caught, and Charvoina says, hey, look at that gallows over there. That's the one he made for Mordechai. Just use it for Haman. Right? Who's Charvoina? Charvoina is a politician. Because before this whole story, what was his problem? He was with Achashverosh, he was with Haman. He was on the winning side. He didn't care. Oh, now the Jews are good. Now that Esther, Mordechai, all right, Haman, there's a tree for Haman right there. But what do we still say? We still say, V'gam Chavoyin Ezach Alatoyim. So I thought this was a fascinating insight that when Avimelech comes back to Avram Avinu, after he comes to him to make peace, it's very interesting. What does the pasuk say? This is how he comes to him. Elokim imecha b'chal asher ata oseh. Hashem is with you in all that you do. That is a chosh of a statement. He's acknowledging that Hashem is with Avram and I want to make peace with you. He did a terrible thing. I don't think it's excusable. But we're going to listen now. If you come to us with that approach, Elokim imecha b'chal asher ata oseh, if you're on our side, we're with you. You know, I was walking to shul a couple weeks ago. As I'm walking to shul, I'm by New Hempstead Road, and I'm crossing the street. The guy sticks, it was on Shabbos morning, the guy rolls down his window and sticks out his finger at me. All right, and they don't like Jews being in the area, right? About 2 years before, I was on the side of the highway, got into an accident, and crashed into the car in front of me on the highway, and I'm standing outside, I'm calling the police and this and that. Guy pulls up right next to us, he opens his window. What does he yell? He yells at me, Free Palestine. Free Palestine? What is that? What do I have to do with Palestine? I'm saying, I'm here in America. I'm wearing a yarmulke. So it's basically saying, it's like sticking his finger out at me. It's the way of saying that is the way of whitewashing anti-Semitism into something else. But that's really what it's all it is. It's the same idea. And the idea here, I think, with people who don't like us, you have Avimelech, you have Charvoina, you have Cuomo. At the end of the day, if they acknowledge Elokim imcha b'chal asher ata oseh, all right, we're going to listen. I mean, you look at today, so you look, so we said Gavra Chavona Zachar L'Toyv. Why? Because he came around. All right, it's pop, it's even if it's a popular way, but that's it. That's the end of it. That's the bottom line. Avmel comes and says, and I think that's very important. Hashem is with you. He acknowledged that. So even they and again, it's so fascinating how they gave the vote. The Jewish leaders said to vote for Cuomo. Sugar. Yeah, but look who's the other side. The other guy, he talks says free Palestine from the river to the sea, yeah, global jihad. Guys talk like that. That's Haman. Haman comes and wants to make peace with us. Yeah. You hang him on the gallows. That's the bottom line, a guy like that. So I thought it was a fascinating insight. And at the end of the day, we should be people that Avimelech come, people like Avimelech come and say, Elokim v'chabachal asher toseh. That's making Kiddush Hashem. Mm. And that's our goal. That's Avram's goal. Avram's goal is to be somebody who even somebody like Avimelech will acknowledge, Elokim v'chabachal asher toseh, and wants to make peace. And we should strive to be like that.